Sports Day with Badge and Sats. For Kia, the all-electric Kia EV6. Wheels Car of the Year.
Yes, it sure is. And welcome to the show. Scotty Sattler, Gary Belcher here with you. Tuesday night and lots to get through tonight. Of course, we always give you the update on the, what do you call it again, Woogie? Rookie?
TLT.
Oh, he's changed it back to his voice.
TLT.
He's so up himself.
No.
TLT.
Last week, Rook, the greatest panel operator in the network, we got him to swap that over. Put you under a bit of pressure, Rook, didn't we? Got you to swap your voice over for Woogie's.
Oh, a little bit.
Yeah, because he's so proud of the production on that one. And you should have seen his face when it kicked in. Anyway,
you're in the headlights.
Did he get you to change that back? Did he?
No, I just did it. I'm going to shock him this afternoon.
Oh, you didn't.
Yeah.
You couldn't handle the pressure, could you?
No.
Righty. And Sats, good chat we had earlier with Adam Elliott from the Canberra Raiders.
He's a fine lad, isn't he?
He is.
You know, he's had his ups and downs when it comes to his career off the field.
Yes.
But in saying that, two times that we've spoken to him over the last couple of seasons, he's just a... He talks with a smile. You can tell he's a happy-go-lucky guy.
Yep.
Playing good footy with the Canberra Raiders. Comes off contract this year.
Mm. Yeah, so, he just signed that one.
Yeah, I think he's a player that would be a little bit in demand, especially with a new team coming into the competition, Dolphins.
I think you might be right. But he does seem, when you talk to him, you get the idea of why the players and the club would want someone like him around, because you can just sense that energy that comes with him. So and he's been a bit of a fill-in for him in the hooking role too. We'll have a chat to him about that and plenty more. Our A-League update, as we always give you on a Tuesday night, and plenty more on the show. Since we are going to talk about, we've got to start getting into our Origin teams. I think we might do that tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Pick our New South Wales and Queensland teams, and there's still some posies up for grabs in both sides.
Yeah, there is. I think one of the wing positions is one of the most contentious. We're going to talk about that really soon.
For Queensland.
I think definitely the number 13 jersey, because I think Tino may move into the front row. And also, there's probably two or three bench spots, I think, out of seven or eight players.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good position to be in.
Well, it is. And the great thing is that the Cowboys and Broncos are going so well.
Yeah.
I wish I could say the same about the Titans. And then, of course, the Blues have got their concerns, it's been a few years since we've felt like we might or we're confident we're going to be very competitive throughout the series. And, yeah, the Blues have got some concerns now that Tommy Trbojevic has gone down and Latrell won't be back for game one, will he? They're going to be picked on Monday, I think. So we'll get into it. I think we might do that tomorrow night, but there's still other discussions to come in our NRL update soon. So don't forget to text us anytime you want at 0457 736 736. This is Sports Day for the all-electric Kia EV6 Wheels Car of the Year. Back soon.
Welcome back to Sports Day with Badge and Sats. For Kia, the all-electric Kia EV6, Wheels Car of the Year.
Rightio, Sats, let's rip into our NRL update for Polaris, Australia's number one selling side-by-side brand. And there's talk about Broncos teammates going up against each other. I certainly think it'll happen in the forwards because Payne Haas is he's a lay-down mazare for the New South Wales side. I reckon Paddy Carrigan's a good chance and... Tom Flegler.
Tom Flegler played last year in game three. Yeah. Flegler and was very good.
And haven't we got some really good Cowboys forwards pushing their claims and outside backs as well? Stags and Cobbo play next to each other at club level on the right side for Brisbane. Could make their debuts against each other in the opening game.
Yeah, it's interesting in relation to Cobbo. I think he's ready. He's only played, 20, 21 NRL games. That shouldn't be a problem.
He looks ready.
Our very good colleague and great Origin player, Brent Tate, I think he made his debut after about 19 first-grade games in 2002. So, and Billy has always said age is just a number. If you're ready and you're showing the great maturity, and probably most importantly, it's not about scoring tries, it's about the little tiny efforts. And, Badge, you know better than most there's all those little battles that emerge across an Origin field. You've got to win all those little battles through little efforts.
It comes with and you played Sats, it comes with an extra intensity and bit of pressure that it just builds up through the week. It just does. Mm. And as you get closer and closer to the game, it's just there, isn't it, Sats? As you know, you would have felt that when you first ran out in that very important role you had at dummy half for the Maroons.
Yeah, and Darren Lockyer, he isn't sure whether Selwyn Cobbo is ready.
Yeah, and he's been, he's not a selector anymore, is he?
No, especially game one.
Well, it's in Sydney.
What do you think about that?
Well, look, I tend to agree with him. I've been asked about this recently, and I think Selwyn Cobbo was physically ready and probably mentally ready, but I don't know anything about him in that regard. But given that Xavier Coates has played very well for Queensland in the past, Corey Oates is going really well. The other option was until the weekend, Kyle Felt. They also have Tabuai Fadeau, who he's an outside back. He's a centre or winger. He's not a fullback. So they've got some options there. I'd be tending to be a bit cautious about this one. Having said that, this is where I'm going to correct myself.
Mm-hmm.
Queensland has to win this first game.
Yeah.
They have to get a win in the first two before they come home. But lose in Sydney and all of a sudden all the pressure is on the Maroons.
I think Lockie still is a selector, you know.
Okay.
Because I remember back in 2019, Billy got named as a selector alongside Gene Miles and Darren Lockyer.
Yes.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago. Yeah. Right? Has Billy got the same? Is he still got Gino and Lockie? He might have him.
Not quite sure.
Selectors. All right. We'll
but in
see.
Saying that, it's an interesting on your interesting point you make, Badge, because I've always believed when you're a young player about to make your origin or make your NRL debut, if you can do it at home, familiar surroundings, you prepare for the game, you go the same way to training, you go to the dressing sheds that you're used to, the surroundings are familiar. But then you got game two is in Perth, game three is in Brisbane. Is the series should be that important that your best player should be playing game one, because game three, it could all be gone. Now, with Selwyn Cobbo, I love Corey Oates as a player, playing great, but he's known to have a couple of those clangers.
Moments
in a game.
I haven't seen many this year at all.
He's been playing with great confidence, but, you know, I think he's just playing too good to leave him out.
Anyway, it's great that Billy's got some options there, isn't it? Graham Annesley there's been people pushing, this happened for a long while, but after a few clangers on the weekend, that there's been some saying, get rid of the bunker. I just don't think it's an option at all for the NRL.
Mm.
But he said it would mean that we'd also have to get rid of the captain's challenge. And captain's challenges have been, I think it's been an outstanding addition to our game.
Mm.
As he said so far, 73 successful. And 67 unsuccessful, but a captain's challenge is making those decisions, those clangers
that have a big bearing on a game,
fixing it up.
Yeah,
so that's a really good point that he makes. Maybe they should tweak how the captain's challenges play out on tries. I don't know.
Oh, and I mean Graham Annesley, as we've said, Badge, on a number of occasions, we love how transparent he is. He comes at every Monday, does his football address from a lot of the incidents throughout the weekend, and there were a number of them. Last weekend's round, he came out and defended the bunker's decisions on Gagai and also the Selwyn Cobbo try on Gagai no try. So I suppose when you're on the back foot and you're trying to defend what the interpretations are, whether they're right or wrong, statistics are always a great way to deflect the attention onto what happened last weekend. Now, if the interpretations say that they got it right, well, we've got to live with it, but is it in the best interest of the game, both those incidences? No, they're not. So they need to probably look at another way of making a little bit clearer the bunker.
Yeah. I love the way Graham Annesley comes out and just fesses up and says, this is how we see it. This is what we believe. They got it wrong. They got it right.
His own moments, hasn't he?
Would you love to see, let's go back half a day, Graham Annesley sitting there with the referees going through those incidents. How did they come to those decisions? How do they justify them? I'd love to see that.
That'd be great.
That'd be great theatre.
That'd be good viewing. Anyway. Good viewing. So I suppose the statistics he came out with the bunker and the captain's challenge, I suppose, again, that's a way of saying the bunker is right on a majority of the cases this year, and this is why. I'm like you. I love the captain's challenge, but this argument about the bunker, there needs to be a far more streamlined process. But I think this is what happens with a lot of things that are big changes in the game. We're going to have some of those, those edgy moments where it's just about how do we continue to improve?
The game's not perfect. They're never going to get it perfectly right. I think we have to accept that.
Yep.
We just want them to be a little bit closer to it. Thank you, Australia, for making Polaris Australia's number one selling side-by-side brand 21 years in a row. This is Sports Day for the all-electric Kia EV6, Wheels Car of the Year.
Welcome back to Sports Day with Badge and Sats. For Kia, the all-electric Kia EV6, Wheels Car of the Year.
Okay, hey, Rook, can I just ask you not to play that for me, please? I get a little bit of a headache, that thing.
Because I'm TLT. I'm Dana.
We have the pleasure of not working with Rookie in some afternoons, and Woogie, and here he comes. Down the line.
TLT.
Team List Tuesday. Mate. Yes, that's exactly
T-L-T.
What it is. Round 12. Turn him off. Round 12. Scotty Sattler starts on Thursday night. Storm and Seagulls. The only thing really going on there. Oh, Jerome Hughes is back for the Storm.
He's been named, yeah. He was named last week, but we'll see how it goes, I suppose. He had a calf injury, but looks like he will definitely play.
Our Kieran Foran's 250th game. But, yeah, what's happening with the Panthers and Cowboys?
Big game.
On Friday night.
Huge game, Bluebet Stadium. Of course, Roy Simmons arrives on Royce's big walk. He's been walking for 10 days, 300 kilometres from his hometown of Goolagong.
Yep.
He'll walk into Penny Stadium on Saturday night for this game, which is I'm looking forward to being there, actually, calling this game for SEN League. Yeah. So for the Panthers, no changes. Winger Brian Toto returned from injury in round 9. And then they got the luxury of rolling at the same 13 for the Cowboys. Couple of forced changes. Cole Felt, he's out for anywhere up to about 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Jason Taumalolo also sidelined. So they haven't been named at all. Hamiso Tabuai-Fido replaces Felt on the wing. So it's not a bad replacement.
They've got some good back rowers, and I'm not sure they're going to miss Taumalolo as much as they would have this time last year. Rightio, the late game Friday night is a derby, the Broncos and Titans. And Broncos fans, brace yourself. You've won 5 in a row, but you still haven't got Adam Reynolds back. He's going to have another week off. In fact, he's going to have another 2 weeks off because they got a bye in round 13. Ezra Mamm, quite impressive on debut. Not sure he's a halfback. He's probably a 5'8 long term, but he and Tyson Gamble got the job done. So Ezra Mamm is still there, and the rest of the side remains the same. Titans, Philip Sami was out. He's out. He was hobbling around right from the start of that game.
Yeah,
last
heard
week.
It early, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah.
Against the Sharks. Brian Kelly comes in, so quite a capable replacement. David Fifita could be back. He's on an extended bench there for the Gold Coast Titans. What else going on? Sats, the Rabbitohs have got a... Might have Cam Murray back.
Yeah, Cam Murray's been named in jersey number 24. He's always said he was going to try and get back and play one game before New South Wales team is picked Sunday night. So I wouldn't be surprised if Cam Murray comes into that side wearing jersey 24 against the West Tigers on Saturday afternoon at Accor Stadium.
And you know it's origin time, don't you? Josh Adokar is coming back in for the Bulldogs. After Dragons, Andrew McCulloch back from a thumb injury.
And on Sunday afternoon, Badge, before we get to
the break,
we've got Jamal Fogarty and Jared Croker back for the Canberra Raiders. They play Para.
Oh, Fogarty's first game
of the year. Yeah, Fogarty first game back. Now, they've won, what, three?
Three in a row.
And Brad Schneider, who's been doing a good job. He's been named in jersey number 18, so Fogarty comes straight back into the side.
Now, do we hear correctly that he was Jamal Fogarty, changed it to Fogarty, but it could have gone back.
Looks like
it
might have gone back, yeah, not quite sure.
I can't keep up. Mm. Right. This is Sports Day for the all-electric Kia EV6 Wheels Car of the Year. Talking about the Raiders, Adam Elliott from the Canberra Raiders will join us next.
Welcome back to Sports Day with Badge and Sats. For Kia, the all-electric Kia EV6, Wheels Car of the Year.
Then on to Elliott, a beautiful spin, and Adam Elliott gets there. Adam Elliott's over. Adam Elliott scores.
Yeah, there he goes, scoring a try for the Bulldogs. I think that was year before. Time flies. It would have been the year before.
One of his tries for the Raiders.
Has he scored many tries for the
we'll
Raiders?
Ask
Let's
him,
ask
actually.
Him. Adam Elliott is joining us now on Sports Day. G'day, Adam.
G'day, fellas. Thanks for having me on.
No, thank you. I think last time we had you on, you are still our most popular interview we've had on Sports Day. The most amount of downloads. The kids love you, mate. They get on the internet.
He downloads it himself.
Oh, is that you doing that, Adam? You're making CDs for the family.
Yeah, I've got a two-year-old, and I just tell him which button to press. He just keeps pressing it. I don't know how many times.
Mate, it's great to have you on, and I've got to say congratulations, going really well for the Green Machine, who've seemingly turned things around the last few weeks. Can you put your finger on what the difference has been, the last 3 weeks?
Yeah, I think it's probably maybe been really basic for us. We've held the ball a lot more, and our end of sets have been heaps better. I think when Matt Frawley came into the team, I know he didn't play on the weekend, but he's a real good friend of mine. I've played plenty of footy. We were at the Bulldogs as young fellas together and lived there together. And he puts in a lot of time into his kicking game. And I think him coming in and his end of sets for us started the game really well. And, you know, I think really got us in a few of those games that we were able to win, you know, over the last 3 or so weeks. And I think before that, we weren't playing too bad. We just didn't have the finishing touch, with the ball in hand.
Yeah. Are you a bit relieved that young Zach Wolford's come along? Are you a backup hooker, or is that just very short term?
Mate, relieved. I'm off him. He stole my job. I love little Germ. I'm happy now. My lower back's definitely happy too. It was something that was different for me though, and it was exciting. It was, it was quite. I don't really get nervous for games, but that first game where I started at number 9, I definitely was nervous. And you do a lot of training and a lot of things, but it's obviously different in the game. So it was, I really enjoyed the time that I did have there, and it's good to sort of put it in the back pocket. I think for Stick to know that, you know, if anything happens, that, you know, I can plug a bit of a hole there and do a bit of a job, but definitely more comfortable with playing at lock.
It's a good story, Zach Wolford, isn't it? 25, the long road to the NRL, and played great magic round. Adam, now 250th game for your big papa, your front row, who's emotional after the game. I'm pretty sure you would have seen some of the interview after the game. Was there much made of his milestone throughout the week from Ricky?
Yeah, heaps, mate. Really drove it home from, you know, the first session we had leading into the game. It was, really well known. Everyone knows what he can do on the field and, you know, the performances that he puts forward, and he's played for Australia and Queensland and whatnot. But the boys down here, the reason they love him so much is just because he's such a good bloke and just such a good teammate. And, from Monday last week, we knew that we needed to win it for him. And it was so good. You said he got a bit emotional. It's so good to see that from someone, just to see how much he cares about it and what it means to him for us to get the win for him, mate. I'm so happy.
Yeah, I love him. And playing so well leading into Origin as well. Now we go from one part of the team, which is the not slow front rower, but the slowest players in the team, to one of the quickest players in the NRL in Xavier Savage. That try that he scored, we've been waiting to see that. He's only young, we know that, but we've been waiting to see how fast he is. And you probably get to see it quite often at training with some of your fitness and speed work. He was electric, wasn't he?
He definitely was. I was actually, when Jackie Whiten stopped the ball and took off on, made a bit of a line break himself, Xavier was covering him behind in case the grubber sort of got through and was running in the opposite direction. But I would have loved to have seen him, backing Jack up there to see how he'd go toe-to-toe with Cookie, because he's an absolute flyer as well. And when Zave got that try, though, he was in first gear there for a little bit. He gave us a bit of a tickle, but, mate, he's electric.
He can go. Were you surprised with that end result against the Rabbitohs in Dubbo, like a 20-point win over such a good side? They just didn't get it together, or do you think it was more so, the Green Machine, finding their form and their touch?
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't have tipped that would have been the end scoreline. Like, I thought we were in for a really tight game and was sort of hoping we'd get on the better end of it. But I think the way we started the game and how we responded when we did make a bit of an error or whatnot, we sort of hit back, usually force an error on the Rabbits. And for us, I think that we got the momentum pretty early. And, you know, unlike earlier in the season, as I mentioned before, I think our long kicking game in particular from Jack kept the momentum for us, and, you know, we're lucky to run away with it. But I think that's, you know, games are always very tight until there is a moment where someone does run away with it, and it's just great that we could stay on task for 80 minutes. And you say, did I expect it? I haven't expected to win a game by 20 points for 5 years, mate. I haven't won many by that much for a while. So
that was a big win.
It was a good feeling.
Yeah. How was Dubbo? How are the people of Dubbo?
Yeah, it was great to get out there. My grandparents, my dad grew up out in Dubbo, so my grandparents were out there, my auntie and uncle, and a bit of family out there. So it was great for me to get to see them. And then after the game, there's probably, I will say this, it would have been an hour or so after. So, you know, we got charter flights out there, and Sticky had to shoot off. He had to leave a bit early, and we didn't even sing the team song for about an hour after the game because Papa was still out there taking photos and signing and giving his boots away and all this, mate. In his 250th, so you could just imagine he probably wanted to get in the sheds, crack a beer and sing the song, or maybe, you know, call his missus and speak to his kids or whatnot. But he was out there for ages, and it was just so great. Me being a country boy, I know what it means to the people there. So for our boys, and credit to the Rabbitohs boys, they stayed out there for a while as well. And, you know, I reckon there was 11 or 12,000 there, and I reckon there was 11 or 12,000 signatures too. So,
good stuff.
You know, the country footy, I've played a few games out, Mudgee and Wagga and Dubbo, all this year, and it's such a great concept. I love it.
Yeah, you're a proud Bega boy. We've got a lot of Bega listeners, and we got one of the listeners.
Hey, don't get their fighting words, mate. I'm a Tathra boy.
Tathra?
Yeah, I knew that. We did that to him last time, and he got a little bit angry.
He did.
Did he?
Yeah, he got a little bit angry.
No, born in Bega Hospital, but when I grew up, it was, if there wasn't a fight between Tathra and Bega, then there wasn't a game of footy. So
how quick was it to
buy? You get your back up a little bit. Sorry, boys.
There's a great Raiders player from Bega, David Boyle. Have you come across him or his family at all, Adam?
No, I was still yet to meet him, mate. I heard he's a decent fellow.
You are not.
We've asked the listeners to send in some questions as well. Jason from Moorabbin in Victoria says, Adam Elliott, who was your favourite rugby league player growing up, and who do you model your game of league on now?
Favourite player growing up was Andrew Ryan, captain of the Bulldogs, and he was actually a Dubbo boy too. So a country boy, and I just loved the way that he played, and he was captain and, you know, a leader, and I've actually been lucky enough to meet him, you know, when I was quite young and at the Bulldogs, and he's just always been such a gentleman, and you know, someone that I sort of model my game off now. I think you're always watching different people, but you know, Cam Murray didn't play in the weekend, and Cam Murray, Isaiah Yeo, Victor Radley, I really like the way that they play, that lock forward, loose forward around the middle of the field. You know, they're all mobile and tough units, and usually I don't like rapping people that I'm up playing against, but we got the win against the Rabbits in the weekend, so I'm allowed to give Cam Murray a bit of a rap now.
No, that's good. That's refreshing. I like that. Yeah. Players you play against and you respect them. Now, round 12 this week, Indigenous Week, you're a proud Indigenous boy. You've played in the Indigenous All-Stars. You hear stories about players that go into camp, Adam, that they didn't know a lot about their heritage, their background, where they're from. Were you like that when you went into the first Indigenous camp, or have you always been well aware of your heritage and the area that you grew up in?
Yeah, you get told stories and passed down stories, obviously, from your parents and whatnot, but I wouldn't say that I was, you know, an expert at it, but going into camp, you definitely, it's just so great how you get that connection, and then you get to meet, you know, boys that, you know, are really connected and do know so much about their heritage, and that makes you want to, you sort of feel like, I definitely felt like, oh, I'm missing out a little bit here, I need to find a bit more out, and you know, ask a few more questions and be a bit more of a interested learner. I think nowadays it's, I suppose when I was growing up, it wasn't, in a way, it wasn't cool. But now I think it is cool to know a bit more about your family and your heritage and stuff. And I think that's great. And I think that's probably something that the All-Stars concept brings too. It's in, you know, Aboriginal people, we speak about shame and feeling shame for sort of being proud to be Aboriginal. But I think the All-Stars, you know, in the AFL and particularly my experience in the NRL, it makes it cool. It makes people want to learn about their heritage.
Yeah. Who were some of those blokes when you went into you played for the Indigenous All-Stars? Was that 21 or 2020?
I don't know. Because I've only played in one game. I've been ruled out of two or three others with injury. So I think it was 20, maybe the start of 2020. You just get around people like George Rose, who's, you know, he's the son of George Rose, and it's a very proud family, and they tell you about, you know, out at Walgett, and, you know, Dean Winters comes in and he speaks about his family. Preston Campbell, you hear him talking about his family, and then, you know, from a player perspective, blokes like Tyrone Roberts, and you see him doing the shaker leg and talking about, you know, they don't just know the artwork, they can explain the artwork, and it's that sort of connection to country and to family and culture and things that it's just, that makes it so much more interesting for you when you go into those camps.
Yeah, and now, you know, becoming a senior player at 27, I guess you can pass that on to the young lads coming through, whether at your club or when you're in the Indigenous All-Stars.
Yeah, definitely. That's something that I think is really important, and lucky here right now, you're Jack White and Jamal Fogarty, you know, we're all up around the same age, and we got some really good young black fellas in the squad, and it's, you know, we get together and we look after each other, and we, you know, we do talk about certain things. We had a bit of a meeting today actually about thinking ahead to next year's Indigenous round and Indigenous jersey. And I think it is really important when you get a bit older, you start to try and rub off on the younger fellas.
Now, before we let you go, Adam, your partner Millie Boyle, big news during the week, signing with Newcastle for the 2022 NRLW season at the end of this year. So do you negotiate a contract? So what, are you officially her manager as well? Or?
Mate, she's got me covered in bucket. She speaks for herself. I think you get that little medal that she got earlier in the season from the undies drawer, and you show them that, the Dally M, and I think that sort of, that does negotiating for you, doesn't it? I don't have one of them in my back pocket. So.
She was on fire that night too, wouldn't she? She had a couple under her belt.
Mate, for someone that doesn't drink, she chose the wrong night to do it. It was a good laugh, though.
So are you there's rumours around that swirling that you might want to follow her to Newcastle, or are you more likely to stay with the Raiders after this one-year deal?
Yeah, I'm in the middle of sorting out my contract now, which, it's good. We're playing really good footy here, and, that's definitely enticing for me to stay at the Raiders. And but there is a connection there with Millie in Newcastle too. So right now, it's early days. I said to my manager I didn't want to talk about contracts or anything until after round 10. I just wanted to find my feet. But, we're early days in it now, and things are tracking along, but I don't think I'll make a decision anytime soon.
Righto. Well, before we let you quickly, long distance, apparently, statistics say long distance relationships last 75% longer in the first 5 years. So you're better off staying at the Raiders. Yeah. That is what I'm saying.
Nice work there, Badge. That's because they don't get sick.
She's moved down here, don't worry. So maybe I need to get her up there early.
Adam Elliott from the Raiders. Great chatting to you again, mate. We'll talk to you in another 2 years.
Thanks for having me on, Legends. I'll speak to you soon.
There you go. Adam Elliott joining us on Sports Day. Got to get to a break.
Welcome back to Sports Day with Badge and Sats. For Kia, the all-electric Kia EV6. Wheels car of the year.
Yes, Sats, massive, massive day coming up on Saturday, 28th of May. Very special, special day in the world of sport. It's the A-League Grand Final this week, and two Melbourne sides through Sats.
It is, yeah. It's Western United up against Melbourne City. Western United beat Melbourne Victory last week on aggregate. Of course, there's an away match and also a home match for both sides. Adelaide United,
which is, with both of them being in Melbourne, they'll play it at the same place.
Exactly, yeah. And Adelaide United, well, they played in different
venues,
but same city. Adelaide United were defeated by Melbourne City. So it's a perfect scenario, I think, for the A-League. They've got West versus East. They've got Western United, who really represent the Western corridor of, a little bit like Parramatta, Penrith, represent the Western corridor of Sydney. That's what the Melbourne Victory are. Sorry, Western United are for the A-League franchise for Melbourne. And they're up against Melbourne City, of course, who form part of the East. Yeah. So it's a great scenario for the A-League.
I guess there'll be a lot of clubs and fans a bit dirty. It's all Melbourne. They got three teams, two of them through to the grand final, three of them made the top four. But that's just, you set the standard, don't you, high, and other clubs have to strive to get up there with them. So unfortunately, neither of the Sydney sides or Brisbane or Perth were able to make it, Wellington. But that's how the cookie crumbles. So Saturday, 28th of May, is the A-League Grand Final. Live from Amy Park, Melbourne Rectangular Stadiums. Righto, so that should be a beauty. This is Sports Day for the all-electric Kia EV6 Wheels Car of the Year. We're going to wrap it all up next with the last blast.
Welcome back to Sports Day with Badge and Sats. For Kia, the all-electric Kia EV6 Wheels Car of the Year. It's time for the last blast on Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Time for me to give you a wrap, Sats, because you called this one a few months ago. Dan Vettori has been named as an assistant coach of the Aussie men's cricket team.
Yeah, which I think is not a surprise to a lot of people. A lot of people say, hang on a sec, he's an ex-Kiwi great. What's he doing coaching Australian cricket side?
Not unusual.
It's not in this day and age, is it? Both he and Andrew McDonald, the Australian coach, they've had a long-standing relationship. They coached together in the IPL. McDonald actually was the assistant to Daniel Vettori.
Right. Now he's only 40 years old.
McDonald, yeah. Highly respected by the players.
Yeah, next week or so.
Yeah, and the other assistant, Borovic, well, he actually hasn't got any real professional playing background. He helped and assisted Daniel Victoria, Andrew McDonald when he was coaching Victoria in batting. So, as you know, Badge, when you're a coach, you've got to have people around you you can trust and like the way they deal with the players. And when you've got your back turned, knowing that they're preaching from the same hymn book.
And not trying to take your job.
Exactly.
Yeah. And big rap for the Brisbane Lions. For the second year in a row, they've broken their membership record, reaching 40,000, just under 40,500 members so far in 2022. That's huge, isn't it?
And pretty good, isn't it?
Going great guns, that certainly helps.
Yeah.
People tend to jump on board. But that's a 90% increase in memberships since 2017.
They always do a great job, the AFL, don't they? And when it comes to memberships, rugby league is still catching up. And when it comes to...
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, how they build their membership base.
It's just not part of the way we do things, but we all clubs wish it was. Rightio, there you go. That's our last blast. This is Sports Day. Sats, that's all we've got time for, the all-electric Kia EV6 wheels car of the year.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah, catch you then.